And it went through some fine timber there. Fine timber. And it would just blow every way. And you could see just as far, just like if you'd have gotten there and cleaned it up. And I seen one, I got the pace of one. It struck a house. It picked up that whole house. Left the blocks what the seal set on. And the field was about like from here, the backyard fence was about like from here to that shrubbery right there, this other new cross. Well, the first piece it dropped to that house was right there. And then it got to dropping it, and there's a cross fence across yonder. That cross fence was full of it, of that house. Mm. I even found a block of soda that it dropped. And, but it, there wasn't none of that house. It took the last bit of it from where it was, and the first piece I seen left of that house was about like from here to that shrub to that and where it tore it to pieces. That fence across yonder was full of roofing and everything. You see, it'll go to drop it. How it drops it, see, when it's coming around, it'll sling it out of the curve of that window. That, mm-hmm. Well, then it'll drop it like that. It's going so fast, going to making that circle to it'll fling it out. But that's as close to see one. It was about 2 miles, but I could see it good, and boy, it was cold talking. It was a roaring. But that was in the daytime.
Do you ever have, what kinds of storms would you have around here in the winter?
Well, it's, we call it now stormy weather. These weeks rains. You see, one of these here fronts are coming here installed and set right here, and it's a big front. And it'll set right here for several days and just raining. It ain't gonna stop raining. I reckon it would eventually wear out, you know, just die down, but if you, I imagine you keep up with the weather just like we do. You see, that's the reason we've had all this rain. We had a front that stalled it up here. I believe it was in Virginia or something up there. But they said, in other words, it started the moving on out now. And said that was what was calling it. It would get a little bit lighter and lighter, you know. Mm-hmm. If it moves slowly. But we call it stormy weather. Now this season, now you take in September and March, I always dreaded them 2 months worse than any 2 months in the year. You have supposed to, in other words, if you have a normal March, you have a mighty lot of wind. Well, September's a stormy month. Now, we didn't used to know what that was. Now, they used to call them September storms. It'd last about a week. And when that would pass over, it'd blow out all the cotton would be blowed out and messed up. And it'd rain and the wind would blow and it'd come in gushes. One gush right after another. And, well, time it had rained 2 or 3 days. Now, of course, now, it was timber. All of this was timber all over this country. Well, about the third day, you'd go to hear a tree fall.